Martin, especially for Pat in Rathfarnham, and thanks for all the help yesterday. It's 23 and a half minutes to nine.
Zoom, just one look, and then my heart went boom. Suddenly, and we were on the moon, flying high in a neon sky. Oh, bang, just one touch, and all the church bells rang. Heaven called, and all the angels sang. Sunrise shine in the midnight sky.
Coming up to 20 minutes away from nine.
Motors, the Opel Centre, Ireland's longest established Opel dealer, has a fixed price on all services, a body repair and recovery service, and installs the Opel alarm system suitable for all makes. Why not call in or phone Rathmines Motors, the Opel Centre, on 976661.
Is 60% the best no-claims bonus a careful driver can get?
With PMPA, you can qualify for an unbeatable 70% no-claims bonus, and you still enjoy PMPA's extra cover at no extra cost. Windscreen breakage, legal advice, and theft of personal property, without affecting your 70% no-claims bonus. PMPA, 100% Irish-owned. PMPA, offering a square deal to all Irish drivers.
Money for style. From France, frapp knitwear and blouses in latest autumn colours. Knitwear from £19.95 and blouses from £29.95 at Milani, Henry Street, Dublin 1. Arnott's credit cards accepted.
Break, break, this is Desperate Dave seeking assistance, come on.
Desperate Dave, this is Classified Column. What's your problem, over?
Hey there, Classified Column. I'm looking to buy me a four-wheeler and a one-eyed monster for the better half. Come back.
I've good news for you, Desperate Dave. Put an eyeball on the small ads in the Evening Herald.
Say again?
The small ads in the Evening Herald. They got whatever you're looking for. You copy?
Get a copy tonight, good buddy. Over.
Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
That's a big 10-4.
And it's 16 minutes away from 9. Actually, Bob, I'm just laughing over this Pamela Ozerak kicks, the tea lady in England.
Oh, yeah.
With her six-pint teapot, which she said was far too heavy. And after repeated complaints to the employers that the brown enamel pot was far, far too heavy, the firm failed to provide another. So she gave up the job, which she was paying her £12.50 a week. And she brought them to court, and she looked like being successful.
That's incredible. I mean, strange things happen over there. But as you know, even stranger things happen in America. I now have in my possession a couple of copies of the National Enquirer, recent up-to-date ones. And I want to ask you a question. Have you seen Tova Borgnine lately?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, no. Well, she really looks great. In fact, according to her husband, Ernest, Tova now has the skin of a teenager.
Really? But which teenager?
Ah, now at last you can get it too. This is for you, Declan. The amazing facelift in a jar used by Hollywood stars who don't want plastic surgery. Ernest Borgnine said on November 3rd, 1981, I have not had a facelift. The only reason I look younger today than I did 10 years ago is because of what my wife has discovered.
Oh, God.
Yes, Ernie says his friends are all saying he looks younger now than he did 10 years ago. Actually, he looks so good, many of his co-stars have accused him of having a facelift. But he hasn't, and neither has his wife, Tova. Both of them, however, do have a certain little secret. Now, this is some...
Don't we all?
Oh, yes. Well, this is some stuff that Tova discovered, you see. Now, it's certainly not cheap, it says, but the stars who use it say it works like magic. The whole process takes only half an hour, and insiders say there's nothing like it for anybody who wants to look years younger than their actual calendar age.
Okay, so pay attention.
Yes. It's very easy to use. All you do is apply the cream to your face and wait. The cream is pink when you apply it and gradually turns white, says Tova, as to the spectators to this, no doubt. After it turns white, it should be removed. One of the great things about it is that there's no guesswork. It knows what to do by itself.
Yeah.
Mrs. Borgnine says the secret of this remarkable look-young treatment was first discovered by, wait for it, the Aztec Indians centuries ago. She says it comes from the roots of a very rare cactus plant and that it's 100% natural pure, and until Tova came into the picture, it was only available in certain very remote sections in Mexico. But what about the results? Does it really work? Well, here's what one person says. I'm amazed with the texture of my face, says Jed Allen.
I'd say she is.
Whoever he or she might be.
So right? What's it called, Bob?
It's called, I don't know, it doesn't say, but you're right to... Oh, Tova 9. And you're right to Mrs. Ernest Borgnine.
T-O-V... What is it?
T-O-V-A.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right to Mrs. Ernest Borgnine in California. I don't use it.
No, Bob, you don't have to.
Thousands do.
It's too late. And it's already 13 minutes away from 9.
Glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world this will be. What a
Fagan from Steely Dan and IGY. 8.5 minutes away from 9, it's Radio Nova on Wednesday's Brekkie Trekkie. Look at the traffic from Metro Cabs and into town from Upper Rathmines Road and at the junction of Rathgar Road. The traffic is very, very heavy this morning. And lights are out of order at the junction of Bath Avenue and Shelburne Road, causing delays. Thank you, Metro. Here's the Pure Prairie League and Let Me Love You Tonight.
Clouds are blowing in the wind. He's crossing your mind again. You've got that sad, sad feeling from a broken heart and feeling so close to the end. Let me love you tonight. There's a million stars in the sky. Let me love. You're so lost when it sets you free. They say once in your life you find someone that's right, someone who loves you like me. Let me love you tonight. There's a million stars in the sky. Let me love you.
And it's 6 minutes before 9.
Radio Nova. Yeah.
Yeah, Papa.
These Cadillacs, these Bentleys, we can't afford to run them on petrol anymore. Get LPG.
Papa, not Luigi Petroni's gang.
No, Sonny. Liquid petroleum gas. Got it?
Liquid what?
Get it. We'll save up to a third on running costs. And you never know when you'll need to run.
Run farther, cheaper, cleaner with a gas conversion. Phone Landy Hartog at Dublin 520073. They'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Do you like pizzas and kebabs? If so, you love Alibaba's new restaurant in South Great Georgia Street. Alibaba specialise in great pizzas and kebabs at a very reasonable price with quick service. Alibaba's open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. till midnight. Special late opening Friday and Saturday till 4 a.m.
That's Beautiful Vision, Van Morrison's latest and most sensitive soul-searching album to date. Featuring the title track Beautiful Vision and his other recent classic. This superb album is yours for only $4.99 at all Dolphin Discs shops at Talbot Street, Marlborough Street, Moore Street, Capel Street, Stephen Street, and Penny's in Mary Street. Beautiful Vision by Van Morrison at only $4.99. Beautiful Vision. Beautiful value. From Van the Man. At Dolphin Discs.
When it comes to buying a new or used car, Carol and Kinsella are first for Toyota every time. But did you know that we're also first for efficient, dependable servicing and up-to-the-minute, superbly equipped workshops? First also for a really top-quality crash repair service in Ireland's most modern panel and paint shop. First also for a prompt, reliable emergency breakdown service. And first for streamlined, fast delivery of Toyota parts in the Dublin area. Carol and Kinsella Motors, Blackrock, Churchtown, Walkinstown and Killeen off the Nace Road. We're first because we put you first every time.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Bob Gallico. Good morning. The government's economic plan is to be discussed when the Dáil resumes today after its summer recess. Fine Gael, who said last night they would ask for the plan to be rejected, have said they will force a vote on the issue, although last week when the plan was published, Mr. Haughey emphasized that there would be no vote on his economic plan. The government is at the moment in a vulnerable position, with its voting strength down to 80 following the death of Clare TD Dr. Bill Loughnan, and it's expected that Mr. Jim Gibbons will be hospitalized for some considerable time. Yesterday, the Workers' Party said they would not vote for the plan unless the government changed certain cuts contained in the document, especially those on health and social services. Independent TD, Mr. Tony Gregory, has also indicated reservations about the plan. Mr. Haughey also said last week, however, that he would not go to the country. A survey published today indicates that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are equal in terms of popularity among voters. The survey in the Irish Times was carried out by the newspaper and the Market Research Bureau of Ireland. It shows the parties on level terms, each with 42% of the popular support. The building societies are expected to meet within the next fortnight to discuss the possibility of lower mortgage charges. This follows agreement between the four big associated banks and the central bank to cut deposit rates and lending charges. The cuts are expected to range from 1 to 2% and will probably take effect from tomorrow night. Bordnamona has reported a trading loss of more than £5 million in the year to the end of March. According to the board's annual report published yesterday, it said the loss was due to low sales and delays in implementing price increases. The RUC in Belfast are investigating a report that another Catholic has been kidnapped by a loyalist group. A telephone caller told the Belfast Morning newspaper that a Catholic was being held to ensure there were no more kidnappings. A spokesman for the RUC said this morning that the claim hadn't been substantiated. The Archbishop of Armagh, Dr. Armstrong, has appealed for the return of the body of Thomas Cochrane, the UDR man kidnapped and killed by the IRA. The search is continuing for his body. The funeral of Mr. Joseph Donegan, who was found battered to death in the Shankill Road area of Belfast after being abducted in retaliation for the kidnapping of Mr. Cochrane, takes place today. In Los Angeles, there's to be a further attempt in court today to agree the terms under which John DeLorean can be granted bail on conspiracy charges he faces involving cocaine. Bail has been fixed at $5 million. An American businessman has said that he's opened discussions with British officials about the possibility of transferring the DeLorean sports car complex from Belfast to a former Chrysler factory in the United States. Mr. William Young, head of an American motor corporation, said he wanted to buy the DeLorean company and had spoken to the receiver, Mr. Kenneth Cork. At the United Nations, an Iranian move to exclude Israel from the General Assembly has been defeated. Instead, the General Assembly voted to take no action on Iran's proposal. Most of the Arab states took no part in the voting. 9 out of the 10 common market countries have finally reached agreement on a new fishing policy after 6 years of talks. Only Denmark has turned the deal down. The government there has been told it has 10 days to fall into line. The American Defense Secretary, Mr. Caspar Weinberger, has said there's been a serious breach of security in Britain's intelligence gathering operations. He said it was unfortunate, but not a catastrophe. It was the first official comment on press reports over the weekend of American concern at leaks in British security. But Mr. Weinberger said he couldn't give any details for fear of breaching security himself. At a meeting of foreign market ministers in Luxembourg, Britain has pressed strongly for further reductions in the import of steel from countries outside the EEC. The move is aimed at trying to protect the British Steel Corporation in the wake of last week's agreement to restrict exports. A British woman was extradited to the United States earlier this week and has appeared in court in Los Angeles on a charge of manslaughter. Gail Jennings, who comes from Hampshire, was remanded in custody until November the 9th. The case arises out of a road accident which resulted in the death of a 13-year-old boy. Bail was set for the woman at $250,000, and she was remanded in custody. Still in Britain, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir Kenneth Newman, has ordered a review of security at the Houses of Parliament. He wants to know how two people managed to climb up a tower near Big Ben yesterday to protest about the treatment of jailed former gang leader Charles Richardson. Finally, China has given details of the first results of its population census carried out in the summer. The number of people living there was estimated at 1,008,175,288. It said that on recent trends, that figure will be about 3 million higher by now. Independent Radio News from Ireland at 9:05.
Thank you, Bob. And Radio Nova weather. Clear or sunny intervals this morning, but occasional showers this afternoon. Rather cool with maximum temperatures of 12 degrees. The winds southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 to 7, and occasionally it'll be gusty on Dublin Bay.
Radio Nova.